It's the Friday Show with John Gibbons, hosting this week as Neil Atkinson is off sunning himself. But I have a wonderful room in front of me to help me out with the hosting duties. I've got Grace Mealy, I've got James Johnson. And he said James Johnson there. This is why I don't do it. Jim to his friends, Jim Johnson, and I've got Andy Bell. And we're going to start with the FA Cup final, and we're going to get straight in to a positively giddy Robbie Scotcher.
And it is Robbie Scotcher. Robbie, you look like you're about to explode. I don't know whether it's with joy, with nerves, with tension, with all of the above, and maybe hopefully some excitement thrown in there as well. I think you're looking at every Palace fan this week. Just so much going through the body. How are you meant to do anything else?
Oh, it's just so emotional. What do you do? I can't work. I'm sitting here going, shoot another old game with Crystal Palace. It's from 400 years ago. Just read another report. Let's talk to Steve Coppell about the 90 final. Let's talk to everybody else who was there before that watched the worst final in the world when we were 3 minutes away from winning it. Honestly, it's the best thing in the world, yet the most nerve-wracking thing in the world. I'm excited. I'm a little bit nervous. I just can't wait. I can't wait for the day.
Where are the confidence levels then? And are they up and down? Or because you're a good team. You know you're a good team. Manchester City are a good team, but they're not quite the team that they once were. Where are you at with it in terms of your belief in the boys?
So we've been to a final 3 times before. First time we went 1990, we weren't meant to do anything against Man U, and we played well and we shot them. The big thing about that was Ian Wright had a broken leg and didn't play the whole season. He's 6 weeks away from, I think he broke his leg twice that season and was 6 weeks away from playing. And we turned up and we had that one day and we didn't quite get over the line. And then the replay was just one of the worst games of football ever, and they just beat us 1-0. And that was that. The next game, we got there and it was Pardew was manager. We all know the dance, which I don't hate anymore. At the time, I hated. At the time, I was like, I don't hate anymore. I think it's quite funny. The arrogance of that, the goal we scored was the goal he scored in the semi-final to beat Liverpool. He sat up the same set piece. That's how arrogant the man is. He's chocolate. But that game, as we went into it, we just fell off a cliff and we had no form going into the final. We weren't playing well. And we did pick ourselves up a bit for the day, but yeah, and we lost it. This is probably the best ever Crystal Palace football team at the best ever moment they're in.